Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. At People You Need to Know, we're dedicated to helping people get world-class recognition for their business. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five ways resume branding can get you hired. My guest today is the chief executive consultant of Persona Affairs, LLC, a personality-driven brand development firm. She regularly educates clients about building engaging brands through her signature same-paragraph resume branding workshops, resume renovations, and social media marketing campaigns. What a treat it is to have on the phone today a young lady with 25 years of personal career branding, operations, and training expertise. Ms. Kim Carswell, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Spark Plug. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. How about yourself?
I'm great. Excited.
Are you ready?
Talking today.
Are you ready to talk about resume branding?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Tell our listeners, what is resume branding?
Resume branding is the process of bringing your personality directly to the hiring manager within 10 to 30 seconds. It's a way of culminating all of your credentials in a nice, concise way so that it can bring you out of the stack of competitors, whether it be 300 to 800 candidates.
Well, tell us, does a branded resume actually help you get to, Does a branded resume actually help you to get hired?
Yes, it's one of the first steps for you to get hired. As I mentioned earlier, that we bring your credentials to the forefront. So when you're competing with every other candidate who has the same exact credentials that you have, what resume branding does is say, in 10 to 30 seconds, this is what I can do, this is what I bring to the table, this is how I'm proven, and what we do is we make sure that you can relay that information throughout your resume. So what we call the resume branding process is your first interview. And your first interview has to allow you to get out of the competition, put you at the top of the stack, and then get further consideration for that in-person or over-the-phone interview. And then you will be able to take it from there.
Well, there are so many ways to write a resume. Which template do you think is most effective?
I would say none. The reason being because a template, and we're familiar with templates through Word or what's available online, a template is what everyone else is using. So it doesn't, again, bring your personality to the forefront. What we use is a format, and a format is where we bring out your transferable skill set. People have heard that time and time again. What's your transferable skill set? So what we do is rather than fill out a mini job description where I give you your education, I give you your professional experiences, we bring out your core competencies. We create a format based on your accomplishments. What is your impact of what you've done? So rather than listing, oh, I have supervised a staff of 12, well, what did that staff do? What kind of awards or accolades or benchmarks did they meet? That's the type of information that we bring into the resume branding process.
Well, at the end of the day, what makes a resume stand out in today's brutally competitive job market?
As I mentioned earlier, accomplishment. When I'm hiring a person, I want to see, why are you putting this information on the page? Why am I looking at this? My time is very sensitive. I have to sort through many candidates that are basically on the same page as you. What did you bring to the table when you went to your employer? What did you do above and beyond what you were hired to do? So for our clients, what we do is we bring out the duties as assigned. That piece on the job description, we bring that to the table. We do extensive market research. So we look at the pulse of the market that you're trying to apply to, and we put that into your resume versus a resume for a market.
Well, tell our listeners, what is an objective statement, and how can it assist you with branding a resume?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we've been doing resumes for 25 years, and 15 years ago, people were still using objective statements, and we stopped using it 15 years ago. Unfortunately, there's still information out there to put your objective statements, which says, I am interested in applying to your company, and I want to be promotable. And what we frown upon that in the sense that you're not at the negotiating table during the first interview process. If that's the first thing that employer sees on what you want, then that doesn't necessarily set you apart from everyone else. So we substitute that area with a summary of qualifications, and we put the transferable skill set in that area. So after they see your contact information and your name, they're now seeing what skills you're coming to the table with. And for the clients who are very comfortable with the objective statement, they really want it, they like it, then we tell them you need to put what you can do for the company versus what the company can do for you.
So before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listening audience why resume branding is so important for them.
Resume branding for the 21st century allows you a step in the door to your new employer. It allows you to determine what you are considered for. It allows you to put your voice and your personality into a written document. It allows you to take credit for all the work that you've done and maybe all the work you've been overlooked for, and you put it in a very clean, concise manner. And what we do, again, in 10 to 30 seconds, we create a resume brand that is equivalent to an elevator pitch for an entrepreneur or a small business owner.
And finally, how can you be reached?
Well, we can be reached online at www.personaaffairs.com, and that's PersonaaffairsCom, or you can call us directly at 678-697-1506.
Ms. Kim Carswell, Chief Executive Consultant of Persona Affairs, LLC. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Metro Atlanta's top business professionals, like Ms. Kim Carswell. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another beautiful job. If you'd like more information about our guest or Persona Affairs, visit their website at personaaffairs.com or follow them on Twitter at persona_affairs. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep looking at the sunny side. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.